This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more of the legislation making its way through this
Senate
year.
Joint Resolution Number 1.
Part of Monday afternoon and evening was spent on Senate Joint Resolution 1. Sponsor, Senator David Sater of Cassville, says his proposal seeks to modify Missouri's initiative petition process.
It was envisioned as both difficult and rare. Currently, it is neither.
During floor discussion, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton voiced his concerns.
For constitutional amendments, we're almost doubling the signatures required.
Senate Joint Resolution 1 has been set aside for future consideration.
Senate Bill 292.
Tuesday afternoon turned into overnight with more than 10 hours spent on Senate Bill 292, legislation that would modify provisions relating to elementary and secondary education. Senator Bill Igel of Weldon Spring is the sponsor.
We want a mechanism to provide accountability for the bad schools and a mechanism to provide expansion for the good ones.
Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City used to work at a charter school.
Why don't we instead look at what the source of these problems are and work from there?
Senate Bill 292 is held over for future dialogue.
Senate Bill 44.
Missouri senators spent part of Wednesday afternoon and evening on Senate Bill 44, which sponsor, Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg, says would modify provisions relating to gaming.
Currently in the state of Missouri, it is illegal to do sports betting.
During floor discussion, Senator Carla May of St. Louis says she is concerned with what the state's role would be in this.
I think that the state shouldn't get involved in what I call should be contract negotiated arrangements.
Senate Bill 44 has been set aside pending further discussion.
We're still working on the body proposal.
We're all discussing the best path forward.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says another critical issue this session, transportation funding, has come down to the governor's versus the Missouri House of Representatives recommendation.
We're looking at somewhere between what the House has presented and potentially something less than that.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says she has met with the executive branch about this.
Still believes that the best and frankly only real pathway forward is through the proposal he put forward.
4 p.m. on Monday, April 8th,
session will resume Monday.
You've heard the Senator from
Next
Boone.
Week will also mark the first meetings for the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee after receiving the Missouri House of Representatives version of the state operating budget for fiscal year 2020. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.